The pushback against secure communities is insanity. Secure communities is a program created so that we could find out, law enforcement could find out who's in the country and who's committing crimes so that they could be properly processed for deportation. And, of course, we can't allow that to happen. With us right now is Congressman Ed Royce from the 40th District in the OC, and he wants it to happen. Congressman Royce, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Doug. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for being with us. Of course, you represent the Fullerton and Orange, the city of Orange. The kid goes to the University of Expensive there at Chapman University, a beautiful place. So we're happy to have you with us. So let's talk about secure communities. It's my understanding, Congressman, that secure communities has a nearly, at this point, 100% success ratio. They would talk about the 4% failure rate. And using that as an argument against it, like we wouldn't love to have every government program be 96% successful. Wouldn't we like a 96% graduation rate from our high schools?
Well, and the other point is that the knock on it is really, well, in 96% of the cases, you're getting felons who are, they don't have a green card. They are just flat out here illegally. In the other 4%, you've got people from overseas committing crimes that arguably, well, they have the green card, so they, it is just nonsensical when you consider the cost to the economy, when you consider how vast these criminal networks are. Remember, these are usually, or oftentimes, are criminal gangs operating in two countries at once. So, pick a country anywhere in the world. This is a universal problem now. When the best-selling book a few years ago in Ireland was How to Get into the United States, and they didn't mean illegally, you understand that this is a problem that touches every continent. We have illegal immigration here. And unfortunately, in the state of California, because of our lax laws on crime, it's a good place to come and commit crimes if you're here illegally. The only deterrence we really have to this is these laws like secure communities, which says that if law enforcement catches you, then you're going to serve your time, and then you're going to go back. You're going to be sent back. Imagine what's going to happen. Imagine what's going to happen as these sanctuary cities proliferate. So, from Santa Clara County and San Francisco to these other cities that are walking away from a program directed, focused on those here illegally committing crimes.
We're talking with Congressman Ed Royce from Orange County, and he has a petition that he's circulating at a website called StopCrimePetitions.com. And we have a link. I put it up. It's on our Facebook page, McIntyre in the Morning. Just click the like button at Facebook and go ahead and sign it. Lee Baca, Sheriff Lee Baca of L.A. County, is a big supporter of secure communities, which puts him at political odds with almost the entire leadership of the city and county of Los Angeles. And it's amazing, Ed, how this points out the sophistry of most local elected officials who talk about people who just coming here to work and they're peaceful and they're productive members of society. They don't want those people held accountable for breaking the sovereignty of American law. They don't want criminals, convicted criminals, people in jail. I mean, they don't even want those people deported.
Yeah, I think sometimes there's a feeling on the part of those who philosophically are for open borders that it's a slippery slope. First you go after felons and then... But the reality is this. If people in law enforcement, like Sheriff Lee Baca, and I have an enormous amount of respect for him, understand the cost to victims by not moving on those who are here illegally, who are making their living with criminal activity,
well,
or who are engaged in committing crimes, and it's a no-brainer, frankly.
Well, yeah, but we're struggling with those no-brainers, it seems, in modern day America. It's madness. It really is. Again, the petition, we've got it right up there. Stop crime. Petitions.com, Congressman Ed Royce pushing it from the 40th District in the OC. Thanks so much for your time this morning, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug. We do need 500,000 signatures. So if we could ask everybody to download that, tell your friends about the petition, read the petition. Please, if you agree with it, sign it. Let's get this on the ballot, because if we get it on the ballot, it'll stop these cities like Santa Clara and San Francisco and others from eviscerating this law, and it is going to do a lot to allow us to go after these transnational gangs that operate, overseas and here. And lastly, it's frankly going to protect our citizens. Thank you very much, Doug.
Okay, Congressman Ed Rice. Just.